You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. When the 2014 legislative session starts next week, state lawmakers will face more than 2,000 bills and resolutions. They'll also be confronted by agency heads, most of which will argue publicly for more money. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, all those bills and budget talks will be shaped by a single state question Oklahoma voters made into law more than 20 years ago.
Many of the bills under consideration this year address revenue and spending directly, like the income tax, which Republican Governor Mary Fallon and GOP lawmakers will once again try to cut, or oil and gas taxes the energy industry would like to reduce. But all bills, in one way or another, are affected by government funding, and Oklahoma government seems like it's designed to wither on the vine.
You need to have a supermajority in the House and the Senate, and the governor has to sign it. So you have to have all three parties in order to increase taxes.
That's Alexander Holmes. He's a Regents Professor of Economics at the University of Oklahoma, where he chairs the Economics Department. He's describing State Question 640, which for the last 20 years has made it nearly impossible to raise state taxes.
In Oklahoma, I'm still betting that if you reduce the taxes, you can never make them go up again.
Holmes knows a lot about State Question 640 because he was at the Capitol when the effort was born. From 1987 to 1991, he was Oklahoma's budget director and Governor Henry Bellman's Secretary of Finance and Revenue. Holmes says oil busts in the 1980s spurred a double-dip recession that forced Bellman and lawmakers to raise taxes to fill the state budget gap.
And it was a bloody, brutal battle to get that tax increase. So you can imagine that 3 years later, the governor wants another tax increase dedicated to education. And so that was the foundation for State Question 640.
An initiative petition got the signatures it needed, and Oklahoma voters in 1992 approved State Question 640. That forced any tax increase to go before a vote of the people if it doesn't win a 3/4 vote in both houses of the legislature. Now, 23 years later, Preston Dorflinger has Holmes' old job.
As far as 640 goes, it just doesn't enter into the equation.
Dorflinger isn't worried about the tax revenue limitation. He says Oklahomans wouldn't want to raise taxes even if it were easier politically.
If anything, I think you'll continue to see moves to reduce taxes, whether that be through income tax, franchise tax. I mean, there are other places that I think the citizens of this state would rather see their tax burdens decreased.
Oklahoma Senate leader, Republican President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman, agrees. One of the few things Oklahoma lawmakers are required to do is pass a budget. And Bingaman says State Question 640 is in the back of lawmakers' minds when they push for tax cuts.
And that's why I think we're very cautious when we look at reducing the taxes in Oklahoma. It would be very difficult to raise those taxes. It's not our money, it's the people's money.
But Holmes, the economist, says a lot of the tax cut talk coming from Oklahoma's capital is driven by political public relations, not economic policy.
Now, I don't know, and I don't want to impugn anybody's motives. My suspicion is, however, that a lot of these tax reductions are driven simply because they want government to go away, or at least shrink.
Holmes says it's easy to talk about tax cuts when things are good economically. An oil and gas boom helped the state weather the recent recession, and Oklahoma boasts one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. But Holmes worries that constant tax cuts and the political challenge State Question 640 poses in raising them could be a big problem if Oklahoma's economy tanks, say, another oil bust like the one in the 1980s. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more at kgou.org.